The following presentation is brought to you from the supporters of the Church of the Sovereign God.
Oftentimes, when you call to speak, the first thing in a person's mind is, what should I share with the people? And in the past few weeks, there's some disturbing things that disturbed me, and I think disturbed most of the people throughout the world. And that is the chemical bombing in Syria, the mother of all bombs dropped in Afghanistan, and what's going on with North Korea. So those disturbing things disturb me. So today I titled this message to you, God is our refuge and strength. So if you turn with me to Psalms 46. And it reads, God is our refuge and strength, and very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the water thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the stream whereof shall make glad of the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolation he hath made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease until the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in the sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathens. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. God always remains constant regardless of our response to him. He cannot be moved by any mountains or problems of incredible magnitude that we cry and yield about in our lives. He is a God who can change the tide of events stacked against us. He elects at that moment's notice. As Christians, and proof of our relationship with him is how far we are willing to trust and obey him, even in the face of life-threatening challenges and issues. God is always glorified when we trust him completely, in spite of the situation and why we are still in that situation. This is why he was pleased with David and his Hebrew brothers that were miraculously delivered from Nebuchadnezzar's raging inferno at the moment when their faith was tested. We must trust and obey the Lord in all things. There is no other way to please him. And go with me to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And all scriptures are taken from the New King James Version. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. It is human nature to yield to the challenges of life because our cardinal nature, which is always in agreement with sight and sound, feelings and emotions. We cannot move to a place to fulfillment if we constantly allow ourselves to be moved by what we feel, see, and meditate on. Until we disown our flesh and the arms of the flesh, God cannot step into our situation. It is the word of God that transforms and impacts our lives. Until we allow God to visit the foundation of our problems, we may look faithfully on the outside like the cursed fig tree, but full of worthless leaves and unproductively on the inside. Until we have encounter with the word, we will still continue to encounter with the world. Every problem has a source and a foundation. We must apply the word of God to that challenge that we are contending with today. All that we need to uproot and solve any problem in our lives is the salt of the Word of God. And Jesus assures us that we will be free from any demonic strongholds when we know the truth of the Word of God. Divine information is a key factor to our success in winning the battles of life. When we apply the truth of God's Word on any issues confronting us, we will have a positive advantage with Christ. Have you ever been afraid? It doesn't have to be an occasion where you were physically scared. It can be an occasion where you were afraid of your health or your finances and even your loved ones. How did you feel? How did you react? In Psalm 71 says, God is the rock of my salvation. So it reads, in you, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be my strong refuge to which I may resort continually. You have given me the commandment to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. We pray to deliver from our situation as Christians. That is the proper way to respond. Psalm 71 is suitable for a faithful person who is in danger. The enemy plans to hurt us by taking advantage of our weakness. One of the reasons life's trials is ungodly foes, our wise response is to fully rely on the character and compassion of God. In James 1:2-3 reminds us, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Consider it pure joy, my sisters and brothers, whenever you face trials of mankind, knowing that the test of your faith produces patience. You know, Christians will be tempted. In James 1:12 says, blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he had been approved, he will receive the crown of life which the Lord had promised to those who love him. God can take someone who is overwhelmed by stress and build into him or her life insights which will enable them to live above and beyond its paralyzing grip. God is faithful. He keeps his promise, and these promises give us hope. If we have faith in God and believe in his kingdom, we will face hardship, including hatred and persecution. God will deal with those who attack and persecute him and his followers. These hardships won't last, but God's strength will last. Psalm 71 also states, is a steady statement of hope and trust. It will only happen when we depend on God and his righteousness. It is God's nature to provide refuge, deliverance, and rescue to those who believe in him. In return, we are to depend on him. He is our one source of hope and support. The only possible response to God's steadfastness and grace is to make praising God the most important part of our lives. Psalm 71 also brings forth the theme of childlike trust. We have to trust God just like a child trusts a parent. Trust is not easy. We have to confront our reluctance to trust God. The reluctance is a barrier and an enemy of our faith. We have to confront all our enemies constantly. When we fail to praise God, frustration builds. We miss a great opportunity to be blessed. God have never have been with us forever. He will never forget his promises. He never abandoned us when we need him, and that gives us confidence. When we take time to praise God, fear, doubt, and frustration fade. Praising God doesn't mean that our problems aren't serious or that our problems won't go away. But praising God forces us to open our eyes to him. He has the power to lift our hearts and offer us eternal hope. He is our refuge and strength, especially in times of trouble. The songwriter is talking about earthquakes, storms, tidal waves, war, upset in the world's power. and the melting of the earth by furious and destructive fire. He is talking about those things that frightens us about the end of the world. He is writing about the very thing that Jesus spoke about when he warned of the troublesome times to come before the end of the world. He is telling us that even though everything around us may give way, to there is much to be afraid of. There's someone who is always there for us, with us in all that is happening. He loves us, and his concern for our well-being of his people is rock solid. The writer of Psalms 46 talks about God, who is our shelter and strength when we are helpless and vulnerable. He says God is our refuge and strength and very present help in trouble. Therefore, we won't be afraid. Jesus tells us quite plain that there will be a lot to be afraid of between now and the end time, such as the mother of all bombs that was dropped in Afghanistan. Even in your own personal life, there will be a lot to threaten us before the day we leave this life. Because God is our protector, we won't be afraid. Though the earth changes, though the mountains are shaken, into the hearts and seas, through its waters roar and are troubled, though the mountains tremble with their swelling. On the last day, when God looks at us and judges whether or not we shall enter his glory, he will not see our sins, but only the righteousness that Jesus had given us through his death. He will see us clean, pure, and sinless, because all of our guilt has been done away with when Jesus gave his life for us. We are blameless. We are clothed with his protection. So God will have great pleasure in welcoming us into eternal life. Fearful things will happen at this age draw to a close. Fearful things will happen in our lives in the days we have left on this earth. But this can be for sure. God is our refuge and strength and very pleasant help in trouble. Note the words, very present. Jesus also made that promise. In Matthew 28:20, he says, "Behold, I am with you always, even till the end of the age." What can be more sure than that? To the very last minute, before this world disappears, or before we take our last breath, he says, "I am with you always." So let us give thanks that we have a God who never abandoned his sheep, but always lovingly watches over them. Yes, it is true. God is our refuge and strength, and very present help in trouble.
For more information or answers to your Bible questions, please contact the Church of the Sovereign God. Our website is www.cotsg.org. That's www.cotsg.org. Or you may write to us at Post Office Box 89111. That's Post Office Box 89111, Tampa, Florida 33689.